This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Fin Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions.
My name is Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Fin Health here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And look who we have in the studio lounge, the dynamic duo from Redwood Credit Union. How are you guys?
Great, how are you?
We have Michelle Kaufman right here. Michelle, how are you?
Awesome, thank you. Good.
And then Matt Martin over here on the very end down there.
Thank you very much.
How's the conference going for you guys? People have ice cream. Look at that.
I know.
Wow.
Right.
Come on, let's wrap it up, guys.
We got ice cream down the hallway. No, anyway, yeah, how's it going? Any highlights to share before we dive into
this? This has been a great networking opportunity. I think the highlight for me is just seeing, again, being in the credit union space, everybody together, focused on the one purpose and mission, and seeing how we're all navigating this this for our members.
Yep.
So intentionally, so I love it.
Indeed. Matt, any takeaways for you?
Yes. It's a passion. I mean, everything that Michelle just said, but then you layer on top of that, it's just the commitment that we have as a movement.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use that word very intentionally, right? Coming together, not worrying about, you know, what organizations you're coming from, but we're just having one conversation about the folks who need us to be serving them and helping them the way.
How inspiring is that?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
I mean, it's very infectious in a good way when you get so many like-minded people in one room. And, all right, let's make some change here.
Yeah,
for sure.
Come on now.
Yeah.
And, well, and the other side note was that you get to see some of your members as well. We just had Samira Salem
here
from America's Credit Unions, and she's a member of Redwood.
She is.
Are you kidding me?
Right down the street.
So
right
funny.
Next door. Yes.
What a small world.
Very small world.
All right, so financial well-being and social impact is the topic of the day for you guys. So share with me what Redwood is doing in this area or these areas, and that maybe other credit unions could go, maybe we should try that too. What's going on, Michelle?
Well, I think it's been interesting to even see what's happened to what's been happening over the last several years. I mean, social impact to Redwood Credit Union is a strategy. We know it's not just who we are, but what we do, and we want to be able to tell our story and measure it. And financial well-being for all and financial wellness is a huge part of that, and how the impact we're making on our members. And so being here and seeing the collective effort, even as an industry, I think is really important, just to see where everybody is in that space and how we're moving along with that. Yeah. So
I'm glad you brought up the word measure.
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard that very often when we're talking about financial well-being or financial wellness, because like, how do you measure something that's semi-intangible?
Exactly.
But it sounds like you can. So share with me, how is this measurable?
Right.
You know, it's
well, are you guys measuring it to see what's
we
working?
Are. We are. And, you know, it's really interesting, Mike, because it's one of the things we were talking about this earlier, and the words on the wall, right? The mission, the vision, the value, the values, the purpose statement, right? And bringing those words to life. And when you step back and look at what we're doing at Redwood Credit Union, those words are alive and well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. And woven through all of that is that common thread that we pull on all the time. That's financial well-being for all. I mean, it's right there in our values as an organization. I mean, it's amazing. And then you start thinking about, okay, we have this social impact strategy that it's all about the measurement and articulation of how we are taking our core business when it's cross-section with our commitment to community, and really getting down to how we are creating that real, true, and measurable results in people's lives.
Right.
And let me just say this. I don't want to pretend that we figured this thing out.
Yeah.
So let's just, disclaimer.
Yeah, right.
Disclaimer.
Okay.
We have not figured
Spoiler
this.
Alert.
It's a journey. But you know, we've been on this journey a long time.
Right.
Because we're really lucky. At our helm, we have Brett Martinez.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And Brett has
Pretty
been driving financial well-being for all in the industry for years and years and years. And so we're kind of like, we get to be at the epicenter of doing that work.
Right on.
And being like, just driving and figuring out, like, how do we do this? How do we look at these measurements that would speak to the financial well-being of our members so that we can pinpoint the things that we do, those buttons and levers that we can push and pull and really move things to the next level? It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
But again, we're fully in that journey right now. So then when we're sitting in these spaces with our colleagues, we're like, oh, yes, amen to what you just said. Yes. That's the little piece that, as we're kind of looking at all this, that little piece that we just take and we just pop it right there, and it's it allows that ecosystem of impact to become even much more clear, and tangible and measurable.
Well, that's the beauty of coming to a gathering like this.
Absolutely.
Again, we go back to the like-minded people, and you're like, hey, there's the missing piece that we've been looking for, right? So, and then you can just make your efforts in the financial wellness area that much better based on what somebody else is doing. You put your own spin on it, right?
So, and to us, it's too. It's our members, our team members, and the community. I mean, you can't do it without looking at all three together as stakeholders. We're all team members in our organizations, which means we're also members of our organizations, and then being a part of the community. So each one of us also has an individual impact in that way.
Yeah.
And so it's really a holistic approach.
Yeah. And how has this conference helped? I mean, we talked about the missing piece, the puzzle or anything, but can you share with maybe an example or two that maybe how this conference is going to help you guys move forward in this area?
I can think of one right away. It happened just a few hours ago.
Oh.
There was the conversation on inclusion, and there was a practice shared, and we all went through it as a tabletop, focused on empathy mapping. And we had done that previously too. We talked about empathy mapping, because we talk a lot about empathy,
serving with empathy
at Redwood Credit Union through the lens of service.
Okay.
Right? Making sure that we're really understanding our members, our team members and communities, where they come from, to meet them where they are.
Okay.
And it was amazing to go through this practice that we're like, make sure we get a clean copy of this packet, because, we're taking this home with us. Thank you.
Yeah, with the popcorn.
And the ice cream.
And the ice cream.
I see more of it right there. Yeah.
Hey, we'll be right
hurry up.
Save two. Honestly. But just, you know, just that little nugget to be able to take home, and to the work that we're focused on, again, around empathy, around service, making sure we're listening to make sure that we're understanding where our members are. And also the work and our commitment we have to DEI is just, it's like, oh man, this is great. This is what we get to do as a movement, as an industry, when we come together and we have that collective strength.
Well, you should have been here with Samira. So
I know.
She's the DEI queen right now.
Yeah, she's
talking, oh yeah.
Yeah.
We had a great conversation actually, but yeah. That's a whole another show.
So we look forward to the host.
Exactly. I can't wait to post it either. Yeah. It was really phenomenal. But yeah, so do you guys get feedback or anything? I'm sure you get feedback from members on how well you're doing in this area, or maybe sometimes not so well, or what you can work on. So I'm sure that, and then you can adjust, I guess, on the fly. Is that our?
I mean, I think there's so many ways we get member feedback. I mean, we have our service scores, and we're always asking for feedback. I mean, recently, and I probably don't want to open up too much of a can of worms, but how overdraft protection and the service that it is. And we did ask our members, how does this help you? I mean, because we know it's important to them and a tool that they use for their financial well-being.
Yeah.
And just doing that, we had so much feedback. It was great. And they were so grateful. The heartfelt stories. I mean, stories of single mom, just moved, rent went up $750 a month.
What?
Has to keep food on the table for her kids, and she's like, without overdraft protection, we would have been kicked out. We've been homeless. So it's that type of stuff that tells us we're doing the right thing for the right reason.
Yeah.
And so that was really important.
See, that's the tangible stuff.
Absolutely.
That's the social impact.
Yes.
For sure. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
So where are you guys headed down this financial wellness path for 2024 and even beyond? Where are you guys going with it?
So, you know, the next big milestone for us is being able to bring financial coaching into our organization as a part of our business model.
Okay.
This is something that we know our team members are doing all the time with our members. And we've done quite a bit of this work already, kind of laying the groundwork, making sure that, for example, all of our team members know about the free financial resources we offer now to our members and communities. That's like baseline.
Right.
But then layering it on top, this financial coaching program that's just going to be integrated into what we do and how we do it each and every day.
Okay.
That's the next big milestone.
Okay. I know somebody you can talk to is Balaji.
Yes.
From
yes.
BCU.
Yes.
He's on our list.
Okay. He's on.
he talked about that
we
same thing
list.
In here just an hour ago.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God,
yeah.
Balaji.
Yes.
From BCU.
Fantastic.
Wow. To your point, like what ends up working or not working, and everybody's got little nuggets on that, and so we're excited to keep networking and sharing with and collaborating with our fellow credit union.
Yeah. You're in the right place.
Co-conspirators. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right. I know you guys have got still a million things to do, even though we're at the end of day two. But kind of my final questions here is, what's the big takeaway for you guys at this conference? Even though we still have another half day tomorrow, and we still probably have some more stuff to do today. So, but what's a big takeaway or a big goal that you guys wanted to achieve here?
I think my big takeaway is just leaving here more inspired. I mean, I came in inspired, ready to connect and network, but really having those nuggets, doing the knowledge sharing, uncovering more things that we could do. So we're going to need to prioritize,
it never ends.
Yeah. And I think that's the beauty of it is we're just going to keep getting better and hopefully making that difference.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, you talked about a journey, right?
Yes.
So this is a journey
that's
not going to end.
Yeah.
So there's I think somebody came in here, this is, financial wellness is not a project.
Yeah.
It's not an initiative. It's something you just do.
That's right.
So it's ingrained in the DNA of credit unions, as we say.
Right.
So yeah.
That's right.
So Matt, what's a big takeaway for you or a big
We're in this together.
Yeah.
You know, sitting in that room with 200 of our closest friends. And I think what really also is resonating for me this time around is that realization, that mindset, it doesn't matter the size of the credit union.
No.
We are asking the same questions.
Yeah.
We are wrestling with the same opportunities, regardless of the size or scale of that respective organization.
Indeed.
And that's exceptionally liberating.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well said, sir. Well said. Yeah. All right, Michelle, Matt, thank you so much
for hanging out
for a few minutes and
thank you, Mike.
Giving us the Redwood perspective on financial wellness and all the great things that you guys are doing. So thank you for your time and all your efforts.
Yeah.
Look forward to it.
Thank you.
Well done, guys.
Have a great day.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CFN Health brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.